What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of The Bullpen. Today, we're doing something a little bit different. If you've heard one of our most recent episodes that we just released, it was one of our first episodes that we've ever done where we didn't necessarily have some other guest on the podcast. And we got an incredible response from that episode. So we want to continue to do these and mix these in. So today, we're going to be doing something different a little bit. Today, we do have a guest, though. He's not really a guest. He's been on almost every single episode behind the scenes. And now you guys get to finally see his sexy face and beard. Josh Miller, thanks for being a guest on the podcast.
Yeah, bro, what's up? Like, just this will be a continual, I'll be a continual guest.
Yeah, now from here on out, we're going to be doing a lot of these. Josh will be facilitating a lot of these because we get a lot of questions.
Yep.
You have a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of questions. And sometimes we just want to talk. Yeah. And we were saying this. We just want to talk about shit.
Yeah.
You know, just get it out there. And if you guys like it, awesome. And I hope you do, you know, so.
And I'm excited for you just to be able to just talk and be able to like share your ideas and stuff. And that's, you know, so because obviously you don't want to just talk whenever you have the guests on.
No.
That defeats the whole purpose of them being here. So,
I mean, my favorite thing is actually to listen to my guests, you know, for a selfish reason. I have these guests on because I want to learn from them.
Oh, dude. You know? Oh my God. Like I've learned
so much.
Oh, dude, I've learned a shit ton just sitting here listening.
Yeah.
So, well, dude, I'm excited. So I think it would be cool to start off with, talk about the Alpha's Creed. Why did you decide to start it now? Why, you know, a little bit, because it's like you were saying, this has been in the works for 3 years.
Yeah.
Why did you decide to start it now and not in another year whenever you've made another $50 million or, you know, like why now?
That's a good question, man, because there's such a backstory to that. Like, number one, like the Alpha's Creed, I say 3 years, but really like this to me is what really was where my entire identity shifted after football. So once I lost football, I really felt like I lost everything. Like straight up, I thought I lost everything. And it sounds corny, but I was like, what am I going to do now that I don't have football?
Yeah.
You know, like food didn't taste the same. Everything sucked, right? But I knew I wanted to at least do something and be somebody in the world and make a difference in this world, you know, with the message that I had. And so, you know, I started working, right? I started doing sales, door-to-door sales, and, you know, I hated it. I hated every second of it.
Dude, I don't think I literally could do door-to-door at all.
It's the most miserable thing on the planet, and I applaud everyone who does it because I think everyone should go try it just once. Because number one, you learn a lot about marketing and sales, and you learn a lot about yourself, right? But man, it is miserable, right? And you know, in the rinky-dink, you know, studio apartment out in Connecticut was where this all first came to be. Mm. You know, me sitting down, you know, listening to mentors all day long on, you know, YouTube, their courses, and just I'd go out and knock doors, I'd come back and I'd study, right? And that was really kind of where the birth happened. That was about 4 or 5 years ago. Of what this is today, the Alpha's Creed, right? Yeah. And so I actually originally launched the Alpha's Creed when it first launched Alpha, you know, Alpha Influence and all these businesses under the umbrella, because the message that I've always wanted to get across is the same message of be great or be nothing, right? Of make a difference in this world, be someone of influence. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as everyone can see, there's a lot of lessons. Immediately when I launched the Creed, actually 3 years ago, I immediately knew, number one, it wasn't ready, and number two, the people weren't ready. Because the people who were going to be a part of the Creed, I could see it right away. It was not what I wanted it to be, right? So I immediately pulled it back and, you know, instituted different programs, you know, changed names and all that stuff. And I have been waiting ever since for what I felt would be the right moment to launch what I feel will be my life's work, right? You know, recently, anyone who knows, we've been going through a ton of changes in the business. Just sold the e-commerce business, right? Back in May. And that was a huge thing. That was one of our biggest programs that, you know, led us to where we are, right?
Yeah.
You know, we've had a ton of changes in just rebranding and structure and a lot of guidance for mentors on how to do that effectively in regards to how much equity we can establish and the value of the naming of the brand. And when you first start, you don't know.
Yeah.
That's things like everyone. Here's what I think is so funny. The reason why you don't start is because you don't know. But then you hear from your mentors you know, just get started and figure it out on the way.
Yeah.
And so that's literally what I did. Yeah. I got started and I figured out on the way. Now looking back, I could look at these like, oh, I didn't do this as this, but it's like, I just didn't know better.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just trying to figure this out as I go, you know, and the only thing stopped me is just understanding that the only thing you count on is not knowing enough, right? Because if you know enough, you'd already be there, right? So I just look back at all these changes and all these things, you know, like I feel like people, I hate talking about change. Whenever I come in the office, I'm like, all right, guys. I got this.
Everybody buckle up.
But it's just because every single week I'm trying to learn as much as I possibly can. Yeah. And that sparks new and new ideas that stack on to the ultimate goal, right? So, yeah, I just launched the Alpha's Creed, which to me is my life's work, which will be my life's work. This is my message to the world, is to help people be greater, be nothing. And honestly, really the new message and really the most important message is to help people realize that they are alphas.
Yeah.
You know, to be an alpha.
Yeah.
To be an alpha in their own life. And we've talked about this. That's something that I've almost hesitated.
Yeah.
In talking about, hesitate even saying those words because I knew it would offend people. Look at what happened with AlphaCon. Oh, look what happened with everything, yeah, right?
It was a business conference, and because it was called Alpha, people freaked their shit
out. Oh, you can still look that shit up. Oh, I think it was like last month there was another article that came out about really? AlphaCon. I'm like, AlphaCon was back in February. Why are y'all still writing, you know, articles about this in June? It doesn't make sense to me, right? Wow. But at the same time, it does because of the demonization of that word. And it's my goal, it's my hope that I can create a community of people who are willing not only to stand up, you know, and make a difference in this world, but more importantly, become who they're supposed to become, be an alpha. Because this world was built by alphas, and this world will be saved by alphas. Not the, you know, not the bitches and betas of the world, right? Not the assholes who you know, tell you to take it easy. They're not the ones who built this world. They're definitely not the ones who are going to save it. As a matter of fact, they're the ones tearing down this world.
Yeah.
Right. So that's my hope with the Alpha's Creed and launching that. And I can't wait, dude. Yeah. Like, it's already been awesome.
Yeah.
We just started.
Yeah. No, you dude, know, seriously. And like what we've talked about has just been, and I think people don't, it's almost like they are sexist themselves if they immediately think that an alpha is a white straight male.
Oh yeah.
It's like, okay, what about Harriet Tubman? That chick was an alpha.
Oh yeah.
Alpha like the core, dude.
Yes. And here's the thing. Anyone can realize this. If you look back in the days of Sparta, if you look back at any time in history, look at what the women were like. Mm. You know, and not all of them, saying like the women who changed the world, that's a fucking alpha. Yeah. And we've had this conversation many times. There's a lot of alpha women out there.
Oh yeah,
dude. I've met so many alpha women who are just badasses, right? Who you just do not, number one, don't want to fuck with them, right? Mm-hmm. You want to talk about mama bear coming out, right? But secondly is they're not someone to be taken advantage of. No. And that's the key right there, is that there's someone who's going to make the difference. Harriet Tubman, you know, like there's so many alpha women in history that it's time that we start recognizing that again.
Oh, 1,000%.
You know, being an alpha male, alpha female. Yeah, like, you know, so fucking funny is how they started calling me racist and misogynistic. Uh-huh. I'm like, do you have any idea how many women were at AlphaCon?
Oh, yeah.
And how many of them were just these badasses who are building their brands, building their businesses, making hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars a year? That's the message. It's not this alpha male, alpha female bullshit that I know a lot of people are talking about right now. It's be an alpha. Yeah. Whoever the fuck you are, just be an alpha and actually do something with your life. Live a life of purpose. Don't just fucking exist, right? We could go on and on about that, but you're the fucking, you know, what do you call it? Sexist,
you, racist.
Exactly.
Honestly, I really feel like if you immediately assume that when somebody says alpha, they think of a white straight male.
Yes.
It's like, dude, you are a sexist and a racist because you like alphas come in every gender, color, like it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So,
well, I mean, look at the demonization of this word alpha.
Oh, dude.
Like that's what's so fascinating to me. It is so controversial to call yourself an alpha.
Yeah.
I named my business as alpha, and I still feel in the back of my mind that I'm holding back on that word because I know what it will trigger in other people. And I'm so fascinated by that, why it has been so demonized. And why would we want to demonize that word? Yeah. Isn't the point of being an alpha, being someone who's a protector, a provider, a leader? What is so wrong about that?
Yeah. Where do you think that came from? Where do you think like that demonization came from?
Here's my honest belief. In order to kill a republic, and I'm a history junkie. If you guys don't know anything about me with like, you know, if you want to sit down and have a fun conversation with me, don't talk to me about, you know, TV shows. Talk to me about history. I will talk to you for hours and hours and hours. If you ever want to spark a conversation with me, come and talk to me about historical things. Yeah. That's my favorite thing to look at, right? To study and just learn from. And if you look at the history of this world and the republics that have been built, and you even look at how, like, the methodology of communism and their literal tactics in Karl Marx and Marxism to destroy a republic or to destroy democracy is one word: demoralization. Taking away the morals and values of a community, of a society. When you demoralize, now we have two in English. I speak two languages. I speak Spanish and I speak English. And what that taught me is what's so fascinating about our language and how so many words have so many different meanings and context, and demoralization has different meanings in different contexts. It's like, oh, I'm demoralized, like almost like, you know, depressed. But really, demoralization in this context is the removal of morals and standards and principles. Once you remove those guiding, you know, those guidelines, then they can say anything they want. When you tear down the structure that organizes the chaos, so to speak, then what are you left with? You're left with chaos. What do we see right now? We see nothing but chaos, because the more you demoralize a society and you take away the founding principles, then you will lose the structure that built it to where it is. That's why being an alpha is so important, because it provides structure and security to this world, right? So why do I think they've made it so, like demonization of that word? Well, just the same reason why they demonize you for flying the flag. Like, the flag is on every one of our shirts.
Yeah.
Literally, like, I got the American flag tattooed on my arm because I saw the way the American flag was being demonized. And nothing pissed me off more, because I got it tattooed because I want everyone to know, you will never make me feel guilty for being a patriot.
Yeah.
You will never make me feel guilty for loving and flying that flag. Yes, you might tear it off my, you know, flagpole. I'll fly another one, but you're going to have to fucking cut off my arm at that point. And then if you cut off my arm, then I'm going to get tattooed on my chest or anywhere else, right? And that's the point, is that I don't want people to feel like they can make me pull away from my morals and values, my standards. And this is something that my mentors have taught me, is your non-negotiables, the values, the principles of your life, right? And so why would you want to get rid of the word alpha? Why would you want people to feel guilty for being alpha or for believing that they're an alpha? I literally have felt that.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people who have watched this feel that way, that it's, that's not ethical. They've almost flipped it on you that it's not ethical. It's toxic.
Yep.
It's wrong to be an alpha. Why would someone want to do that? Because who stands in their way if there are no alphas? If there's no one to fight back, then there's no one to stand in your way.
Yeah.
So if there's no alphas, men or women, whoever the fuck you are, you have to be an alpha, number one, to protect what you believe in. That's it. So if you want to change, if you want to destroy society, tear down its morals and standards. And one of the highest morals and standards there are is being a father and a mother. Look at what is being attacked more. What is being attacked more than any other principle, except for the idea that you are a mother or you are a father.
Especially a mother.
Especially
right now.
A mother.
Yeah.
And being a woman, right? That episode that came out about what is a woman, I still am shocked. And I feel like I shouldn't be shocked at this point when I'm seeing all this shit being put out there, you know, and like what we're allowing to happen just because we don't want to hurt people's feelings. Yeah. Right? Just because we're tiptoeing around, we will go to such great lengths to not offend people, right? And yet, look at how they attack what is the most sacred above all, to God, and I believe in God, to God and to anything else, the father and the mother. Not being a president, not being a CEO, the most sacred and most powerful thing you can do is to be a father or to be a mother. There's nothing more important in this world. And to demonize the idea of what a father means or what a mother means, you want to talk about being an alpha, being a real father, being a real mother will change the world. because it'll change your kids and it'll change posterities mm-hmm. and it'll grow generations of principled children and grandchildren who live a life of morals and standards. Mm-hmm. When you destroy the family, you destroy the country. Right? So why would you want to get rid of alphas? Yeah. Because in order to destroy something that stands, destroy something that you don't believe in, how do you get rid of it except for getting rid of the morals and standards? And one of those moral standards is being an alpha.
Yeah.
Being an alpha is virtuous. I think we need to get that out there. Being an alpha is a virtue.
I feel like it needs to be looked at as like taking a mantle on.
Yes, exactly.
Like, okay, I am, as an alpha in the wilderness does, an alpha steps in and says, I'm taking the mantle of being a protector.
Yes. You know what? If you look at a wolf pack or any other alpha, the alpha is the one in danger the most. Yeah. People don't understand that. The alpha is the one usually hunting the most, protecting the most. Mm-hmm. That is the job of the alpha, is to put themselves in the danger situation to protect their pack, their herd, or whatever, you know, animal or whatever we're talking about, right?
Yep.
That's the job of being an alpha.
Yep.
Is to be a protector. And my story, anyone knows my story of listening to this, they know that when I was crying and begging God every single day for a hero, I was begging for basically an alpha.
Yeah.
That's what I was begging for, is for someone to protect me.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget the pain and the feeling. And if people tell you to forgive and forget, fuck that. Forgive, but never forget. I don't care what anyone says. Hold on to that pain and never forget it, because that pain will give you empathy.
Yeah.
And that pain I will always hold on to, because if I ever see someone else in similar situation or in pain, I will remember that, and it will drive empathy and courage out of me to help them at all costs, mm-hmm. right? You can't forget your pain. I think back to that pain all the time, and that pain that I went through, that angry feeling of, God, why won't someone help me? Please, someone help me. At the end of the day, the lesson that I learned from that is my father taught me to be the alpha, to be the hero of my own story, to stand up for what I believe in, to stand up for myself, and later to stand up for others. That's the message.
Yeah.
You know, that's it. And the more, when I think people, crazy. You know, they talk to me about money all the time, because I talk about money. I talk about money because I want you to make a lot of money so you can make a difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I just dropped, I'm not going to disclose the amount of money. I just dropped a crazy amount of money on one of these charities that I believe in to help. And I won't announce the project because it's coming out soon and you guys will actually see it soon. But nothing gives me more pride and joy than to be able to do that, than to be able to step in at a moment's notice to say, I'll fund it.
Yeah.
I'll finance this because I believe in this mission. I believe in what we're doing here.
Yeah.
And just so you guys know, it has to do with fighting child sex slavery across the world with OUR. Awesome. Not going to disclose the project yet. It'll come out soon.
It's awesome, dude.
So that's why.
It's an alpha. I feel like an alpha puts their, they speak what they, or they do what they say, you know, like, and that's awesome that you did that, man. And I think, you know, the main core message, as we've talked about, be an alpha. And then, it sounds like Alpha's Creed is going to show people those steps.
Yeah.
So I
have a lot of new things being released, and I love that I have all these things. Like, my book is just being released.
Yeah.
Everything is all coming to fruition all at once. You know, the Alpha's Creed, the book coming out, you know, the new rebranding with the other businesses,
the merchandise,
finally having that ready to be able to launch all kind of within the same weeks.
Yeah.
And also Alpha University.
Yeah.
You know, and here, it's so funny. I've had that in my mind for so long, and I've avoided it because I'm like, oh, what am I going to teach people at a university how to be an alpha?
Yeah.
And I sit there thinking, yeah, you know what? I fucking am. And I have to.
Yeah.
Because I can. And if I can, then I must.
Yep.
Because I believe in that. In mind, money, muscle, all across the board, we're launching Alpha University, and the Alpha's Creed is my private mentorship group where I will coach you on that. But the Alpha University will show you how to be an alpha in every aspect of your life. Mind, money, muscle.
Yeah.
And any way I can provide value to help people step up in their life with that, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And I can't wait.
That's awesome.
I literally cannot wait. It's so exciting to me to finally be able to step into this, you know? So yeah, a lot of changes.
It's awesome, man. It's awesome. And we had that first call last week, and we're having another call tonight.
Right.
And sound like, from everything that I've seen so far, but it's been great feedback. So
yeah. No, it's good. Yeah. Good. Let's just spread that message across the globe, man.
Yeah. I'm excited, bro. Well, let's jump to some other questions.
Okay,
so, So just in case you guys want to ever ask questions, I guess we didn't even really figure out how to have people.
We'll have
questions.
An email link for you guys on the website that you guys can go submit your questions to.
There we go. So submit those.
Yeah.
But so these are some questions that have kind of always been around and whatnot. And so and one that I came up with or that we came up with. Yeah. So kind of a fun one. What is the fastest way to screw up your kids? You're not a parent quite yet, you've got two fur babies.
So. I do. Yeah. You know what? I was thinking about this morning and a lot because with the release of my book, I'm writing the dedication.
Mm. Oh, cool.
And the dedication of the book is to my father.
That's awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
And I've thought long and hard about this, and especially from, a leadership perspective in business at points in my time, in my business, we had 350 employees, across the country. Right. And, I've thought about this a lot of the biggest disservice I have done to people in my community or in my business. And I know for a fact the biggest disservice I see that parents can do for their kids is make life easier. Mm. The fastest way to screw up your kids is try to make everything easier. Mm. And that is so important. Making everything easier is the fastest way to cripple your child. Because what I am so grateful for is that my father never tried to make anything easier on me. He purposely tried to make it harder.
Yeah.
I look back at all these things of like, if I ever was scared of getting hit by a baseball, he would take me out back and throw baseballs at me. I'm not shitting you. He would throw baseballs at me and people would say that's child abuse. I say it's good parenting, right?
Yeah.
Because he taught me how to push through pain and endure and to learn more and more about myself. You can't learn shit about yourself in the comfort zone. You are in no phase of growth if you're always comfortable. And in our comfortable life, that means you kind of have to go above and beyond in this society to make things harder for your kids.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. The fastest way to screw them up is to make it easier. Mm-hmm. We call it being a helicopter parent, right? If you're constantly trying to cushion everything up, and take every corner and make it soft. Well, you know what? The scars are part of life. Mm-hmm. Like good luck getting rid of any scar or any injury or any pain that your child is about to go through. Good luck.
Yeah.
In the most evil and crazy world we live in, why would you want to make your child soft rather than making them tough?
Mm-hmm.
If you want to screw up your kids, make life easy. Mm. Find more and more ways to make it easy. Because it's not about being easy. Yeah. It's about being able to endure, right? That's actually something why, in the Church of Jesus Christ, they serve missions, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of the biggest failures I see right now is they're making it easier to serve a mission.
Oh,
they're making it way easier, the change that they're making
to
serve a mission. And it's a lot less, there's a lot less structure with it. And that's probably one of the best things the church has ever done.
Oh, yeah.
Is to create the missionary program where they send out young women and young men, which we have done.
Yeah, we've both done.
To learn into a random place in the world to learn a language or not learn a language, learn about the gospel, knock doors for 2 years and on grown ass, adults' homes to try and teach them about the gospel of Jesus Christ for 2 years.
Yeah.
And you're only allowed to see your family twice a year.
Yeah.
On Mother's Day and Christmas on a Zoom call for an hour.
Yep.
And then you can email in once a week, right? Yep. That was the mission.
That's how we had it, yeah.
And I could not be more grateful.
Oh, yeah.
I loved it.
Oh, yeah.
I look back at that as a key pivotal point in my development is my mission, right? What I did for two fucking years while all these other dipshits for 2 years, 18 to 20, I don't know what they were doing.
Yeah.
But, they're making it softer, and I bring that back to parenting is, stop trying to make shit easy.
Yeah. It's kind of like the participation awards.
Oh,
dude, because I've heard that within the church that they're giving completions, like you completed your mission to people that like, they're like, I don't know if I could go. My mental health might not allow me. They'll just be like, okay, well, here you go. I'm like, dude, I have seen like paraplegic 18-year-olds go serve a full mission.
Yeah.
So, there's zero excuse.
Yeah.
There is zero excuse.
Yeah.
But it's because it's soft and they're like, oh, cool. Okay. Here you go. And now the participation award.
And I think we just don't realize how durable and capable we really are as human beings.
Oh yeah.
In my book, Alpha Hero, probably the main thing I talk about most is two things. Number one, fear. Number two, just how powerful you really are. Mm. And if you understood how powerful you are as a human being, not just as some animal that's part of nature and all what they want you to believe is that we're all one in this. No, 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 no. You're not just another animal on this earth. Stop comparing yourself to the mammals and the insects. Stop acting like we're all in this. We're not. All that shit, which I love more than anything. I love nature. I love the trees. I love the animals. I love it all. But that was put here for me, not the other way around. And understanding that this world was built for me because I am literally a god here. A lowercase g, G-O-D, god.
Yeah.
Because I have the ability to create unlike anything else. Mm-hmm. And that is godlike. I am literally a son of God here on this earth. I have the exact same power inside of me that resides in him. The same power that rules the universe is inside of me. And if you just understood how powerful you are and understood what that power is, you really want to tell me you're going to bitch and moan about what?
Yeah.
About what?
Yeah.
You don't understand who you are then. And you don't understand how powerful you are or your children are, because we're a lot more durable than we could ever realize. We're not candles that burn out. I hate that word burnout, right? Because they throw it out, oh, he's getting burned out there, you know, or whatever it is. You don't get burned out.
Yeah.
There is no burning out. Literally, when you die, it doesn't burn out.
Yeah.
It lives on for eternity.
Yeah.
So that means what's inside you is the most durable thing in the entire universe. Mm. So how could we ever look at ourselves in such a soft, you know, fluffy way?
Yeah.
We have no idea how powerful we are. And the way you know that is because you try to make things easier. Oh, it's the mental health. No.
Yeah.
It's not mental. It's mental health, because they don't know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know how powerful they are. Mm-hmm. You want to tell me you're depressed because of all these other things? That's a mental issue. Mm-hmm. And that is your own mentality that you can fix. Because once you realize how powerful you really are, all these problems you look at become like an anthill.
Yeah.
Compared to just who you are.
Yeah.
Right? That's one of the most controversial things to ever talk about, is mental health and depression. And that is something that's in the mind.
Oh yeah.
I believe it's in the mind.
Well, it's, I feel like it's as we allow people to not have to push through the hard, you've talked about this, not have to push through those hard things. Like, oh, it's starting to get a little bit hard, pull back.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you're like, whoa, now you have no idea how to, like, everybody experiences anxiety. Everybody experiences depression. Oh, yeah. But I feel like it's whenever you say, oh, and especially in today's world, now it's okay with, you know, medically, like, oh yeah, here's some pills, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's like, oh, you're depressed? Like, cool. Like, and they almost like open the floodgates. Now just be fucking depressed, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, no. Like, yeah, I get depressed all the time, but I learn how to control it, and you learn how to control it. And I know you've talked about your anxiety in the mornings when you wake up, and you learn to control it.
Dude, I feel depression all the time.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah. I feel anxiety all the time.
Yeah.
And I put myself in those situations because when I fail, I'm really depressed.
Yeah.
When I go through a failure, I'm really fucking depressed, right? And guess what? When I'm at my all-time high, I feel depressed. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot of people, when they start succeeding, you know, they say, oh, I'm depressed at the top. I'm like, no. You're depressed because you need to move forward.
Yeah.
You're depressed because there's something more now.
Yep.
You've accomplished it and you can't sit still. The moment you sit still and just sit down in that moment, whether it's at the top or the bottom, you're going to feel depressed because movement is life. Mm. Pushing forward and moving forward is the purpose of life. Mm-hmm. And if you ever find yourself settling, you will immediately feel depressed, right? You will immediately feel that depression set in because you now have no purpose. I've talked about this all the time. I love dogs, obviously. I have two dogs.
Yep.
Love them with all my heart. We can learn a lot from dogs in the fact that dogs are purpose-driven beings. Mm. In the fact that when you give a dog a purpose, they're happy. Mm. Especially, I'm not talking about like Shih Tzus here, right? The perfect example is a German Shepherd.
Yeah.
German Shepherds were dogs literally bred to fight, protect, attack, and to have a purpose. Their purpose is to protect at all costs, right? Mm-hmm. And when a German Shepherd grows up in an environment that they don't feel that purpose, they will die sooner.
Mm.
But when a German Shepherd lives in an environment where they live out their purpose, they live a longer, happier life.
Interesting.
Same thing with us. Yeah. When we have a purpose, when we have a bigger reason than our own volition of, oh, this is just for me. No, no, no. You're fighting for a cause. That's the whole idea of being alpha, is I'm doing this. I'm pushing through the pain and I'm becoming greater for a reason.
Yeah.
That's bigger than me. And when you have a purpose, there is no stalling or holding back, because the fight is eternal. Mm-hmm. There's an eternal struggle between right and wrong, good and evil, that we can almost look at and say, oh, it's never ending. Good, because that means you have a purpose forever.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I don't believe that heaven is going to be us sitting there, drink, you know, just chilling, drinking,
yeah,
you know, milk and honey and all that. I believe there's still a fight to be had after this life.
Yeah.
I believe the fight for light and dark will never end.
Yeah.
And that's exciting because I have a purpose.
Yep.
And so if you want to avoid any feelings of depression, whether you're at the top or the bottom, you need to just understand that you have not fulfilled your purpose. Mm. That's it. Mm. If you feel purpose and driven, then the pain or the pleasure, either one, top or bottom, you know, like just the good and the bad, can't stop you. Because how many people feel depressed when they've had it all? Like, oh, I made all this money.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I still felt depressed.
Oh, yeah.
People who don't have a lot of money still feel depressed.
Yeah.
Why? Doesn't have anything to do with that. It has to do with the purpose driven behind it to push you through the pain or the slumps, whatever it is. When you have that purpose, then your pain becomes a lot less than that reason. Mm. Right?
Mm. Dude, that's cool. I love that. Because I think that was one of the big things for me that changed when I started working here, was seeing somebody like you and seeing all these other guys. Like, I want to make money, and my purpose is not just to make money, but I want to make money to make a difference and to give it to other people and to change lives, like with OUR and stuff. So, I feel like in the world that we live in, it's almost like at SeaWorld, the fucking whales are in these little tanks, dude.
Yeah.
And it's the same with like a German Shepherd. Mm-hmm. When we put ourselves in these small containments and we don't fulfill our purposes, mm-hmm. we just were depressed.
Yeah.
We're going to die, you know, fat. Like there's that whole, what is the saying? You die, like you die at 18, but you're buried at
90 right.
or uh-huh. whatever, something like that. Right. It's like, I feel like a lot of people, their minds and their drive and their passion dies at 18. You know, they get out of high school and they just go work a job,
right.
You know, and not that anything's wrong with the job, but it's like, that's all you're doing. You're not fulfilling a life of purpose at all, you know? So,
it comes back to what we just talked about, the demonization of the word alpha
or
the demonization of anyone who's purpose driven. It comes back to demoralization. Mm. If you live a life of morals, standards, right? You have a core values that you live by, you know, because I've heard many different people describe it, right? There's core values, there's non-negotiables, there's virtues, there's standards, there's principles, more, like all these things mean the same thing. You have a purpose.
Yeah.
My purpose is to be courageous and to be confident and to help others do the same, right? That is the purpose of my life, right? My purpose is to help people be an alpha, to be the hero of their own stories. That's my purpose. Yeah. No matter how much money I make, there will never be an end to that. And that's exciting to me, right? Yeah. But at the end of the day, we come back to this whole idea of someone working a job. It's really easy to get depressed at that job if you don't see the purpose of it.
Oh, yeah.
Why am I working so hard? The questions that everyone asks like, why am I eating this food? Because here's the thing that you go through in depression. Food doesn't taste the same. No. Music doesn't feel the same, right? And I felt this after I lost football. The food didn't taste the same. Mm-hmm. You know, I lost what I felt like was my purpose, right? Yeah. Food, I could not eat food without thinking about football. And to me, football was gone. I couldn't listen to music. I couldn't lift weights and work out because all I thought about was football. Mm. And I was in this dark place of depression where I had lost my purpose, right? And once I found my purpose again, working out became exciting again.
Yeah.
Working hard became exciting again.
Yeah.
I looked forward to waking up in the mornings because I got to go to work. How many people don't feel excited to go to work because they don't know their purpose?
Yeah. I feel like even the purpose could be, I want to make money to send my kids to school.
So your purpose is your family.
To clothe my children.
Yes.
If you're just working just to work, fuck that, dude.
And if there's no reason to have a family, if you get rid of the morals and standards of the society, so why would I want to have a family? I'll just live my life and enjoy. No, you won't, because you know what you're going to do? You're not going to enjoy that margarita on the beach. You're not going to enjoy that empty life of just partying, because it gets old real fast. And you realize that the bigger principles of this life of courage, virtues, family, these are the things that make a man, right? These are the things that make a woman is living a life of purpose. Yeah. Because what point is there to your life? Like, think about that. What point is there really to your life to just go out, party, and build your career?
Yeah.
Oh, good, your career. For what?
Yeah.
A life without children is not a life at all.
Yeah.
A life without raising up something else and becoming something more is no life.
Yeah.
And that's where it comes into the demoralization. When you demoralize a country, you depress the country. Mm. You depress their societies. Mm. Because what's the point? Why go through all this pain?
Yeah.
Why not just relax? You know, because why am I going through pain just so I can work a corporate job? actually, there's a bigger reason, because you're providing for your family.
Yeah.
Because you're raising children. Yeah. You're raising boys and girls. And I know that's such a, you know, controversial thing to say nowadays that raising. Whoa.
There's more than two genders.
No, there's not. No, there's not. And we get rid of that moral, that standard that we live by. This is why I feel America is so important, because America stands for what? America stands for freedom for all, so that everyone can have their own religion, their own way of thinking, and their own speech. Everyone should have a religion.
Yeah.
I'm not saying what religion. If you're Muslim, if you're Buddhist, if you're Mormon, if you're Christian, or well, actually, same thing. Buddhist? Yeah. Mormons are Christians. But if you have a religion, that you live by a set of principles.
Yeah.
By the way, it doesn't have to be one of those religions. If you just have a set of moral principles that you govern your life, you will be happy. Those moral principles could be that you fight for freedom, that you believe in courage and virtue and humility, and you believe in something bigger than yourself, then you have a religion.
Yeah. I believe in a higher power.
And, yes.
And even if it's just nature.
Yes. Having something to live for that's bigger than you gives you purpose.
Yep.
It gives everything you do purpose. It gives the suffering. It gives the joy all meaning. Mm. And the second you get rid of that is the second you get rid of any drive, any sense of the word of working hard.
Yeah.
We see it now. It's hard to get people to work. Mm-hmm. In my business, I can't get people to come to work. We just ran all these ads trying to get people to come into work, and people show up one day and be gone. And it was like shocking.
That's wild.
I couldn't believe it. And it was not just a small amount of people. It was a lot of people.
Really?
Who would apply, want the job, show up for the job, not come back. Or be late on their first day, or have all these demands. I'm like, what?
Jeez.
I'm blown away at the entitlement that we feel, right? Yeah. And so.
Well, it probably comes from the government making it easy on people.
Of course.
They're like, oh, I could. They probably are like, I probably should get a job, but. Yeah. I can live off the government for, if not the same, if not more.
Right.
So if I do get fired, what the fuck? Like, that's I don't care. Point. Yeah, I don't care.
That's the whole idea.
Yeah.
And anyone, I'm not trying to be all conspiracy theorists on you guys, but what do the communists want? They want you to own nothing. Mm-hmm. Because when you own things, then you have something that is yours. Mm-hmm. Communism believes, and we all own everything. Matter of fact, we will own it and we'll distribute it to you, right?
Yeah.
We, the government, know better than you, so we will take it and we will distribute it to you. You will own nothing and you'll be happy. Mm-hmm. Google that phrase and tell me that's not being said right now at the World Economic Forum, of trying to establish this across the globe of you will own nothing and you'll be happy for it.
Yep.
No, you won't. Because we as human beings crave freedom. We have fought and died for freedom our entire life. And why do we want freedom so much? Why are we beings that cannot be slaves, that refuse to be slaves? Why is that like in our DNA? Because we're purpose-driven beings at our core. Mm. And that's why we want freedom, because freedom to live our purpose the way we choose to live our purpose, not the way some king, monarch, or dipshit at the World Economic Forum tells us to live.
Yeah.
We will live according to what we say is our standard.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's life.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
And we start getting rid of that. It's a fast way to destroy a republic.
Yeah. And dude, I'll tell you what, like when I was in Paris, like there was a couple different times where I heard people say, like French people and like English people that they talked about, because I went to Normandy Beach and they were talking about how America is that, that pillar of freedom and it protects the world.
Yes.
It doesn't just protect America. Right. We do need to put America first always, but like at the same time, we protect the world. Like with World War II, we sent all these fucking dudes in, and I was on Normandy Beach, dude, and I was just like, holy shit, like the amount of American men that died on this beach.
Yeah.
To like literally for the idea that these people deserve to be free, that yeah. that the Nazis should not, you know, have all this power
yeah.
to kill people and all this. And I was just like, holy shit, dude. Like, we're not, this is not a centralized thing. This is for the world. Yeah. And if America falls, and I think you and me, Park, has talked about this.
Yes.
If America falls, yeah. that's the last stance.
For those of you who don't know, you and me, Park is that lady who's escaped North Korea and China.
Yeah.
Two of the most communist and dictator and evil places on the planet. Yeah. China, you're evil. So yeah. fuck you.
Yeah.
Right. So, and she escaped from both of them is here in America. And we've been blessed to be, you know, part of this with her and like, yeah. you know, like get to know her. To hear her message to the world is incredible.
Yeah.
Because she has seen the darkness mm-hmm. and she's pushed through it. And she's sending the message that, you know, the second you allow it in, they will take it all. Right. You know, and it's just so hard to imagine what she went through and all that stuff. But it's true. What she says is that America is the last stand.
Yeah.
And if you here, tell me this. Who else is going to fight for freedom? Canada?
No.
Mexico?
No.
You know, like, hablo español. I love Mexico, but you guys ain't the ones leading the charge yeah. in freedom, right? No. What, Great Britain? Fuck you, right? Like, China? Yeah, right. Like, what no. country or what place in this world is leading the fight and holding up the beacon of freedom?
Yeah.
Once America falls, freedom falls.
Yeah.
What country is going to take up the mantle? Yeah. What country has the power to take up the mantle? No. Yeah. The military, the economic power, it's not feasible. That's the purpose of America. The America fights for freedom all across the globe, exactly what you said. Mm-hmm. That's why they want you to feel like that flag represents something more than just freedom. Oh, that represents tyranny. No, it fucking doesn't. It's the biggest lie you've ever been told. That flag represents tyranny and oppression. It actually resembles the opposite. Mm-hmm. The American flag is a banner of freedom for all. Just because some dipshits who use that flag for their cause, you know, like, and did evil acts in the name of that flag doesn't mean that's what that flag stands for. That means those people were the dipshits yeah. who used it in vain.
Yeah.
And we want to act like, oh, you know, America's this, you know, dictatorship. No, it's fucking not.
No.
And that's exactly what they want us to believe, that America is evil.
Yep.
You know what? The people in America. Mm-hmm. America itself and what America stands for and the principles of the Constitution, that's not evil.
No.
That's freedom.
Yeah.
And that's what we have to fight for.
And people will say, oh, well, you know, a bunch of white slave owners or what wrote the right. Constitution. It's like, okay, but guess what? They even acknowledged that it was wrong and they made it possible for things to change over time.
Right.
You know, it's like you don't. If you really want things to stay the same, you're not going to let things change in the laws. You know, you're going to write it in that it stays this way.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's like yeah. America might not be perfect, mm-hmm. but it is the foundation for everything.
This is the key of morals.
Yeah.
Is that show me a human being besides Jesus Christ that was perfect. Yeah. Obviously we know this.
There's no such thing.
When that just doesn't mean, oh, he made a couple mistakes here. No, that means there are a lot of dipshits out there, right? Yep. That means, you know, like you listen to Benjamin Franklin. What an incredible man. Mm. Also, what a fucktard.
Yeah.
Like, you know, going over there, what he was doing, you know, cheating on his wife and yeah. all that stuff. Like,
yeah.
that's an asshole thing to do.
Yep.
I'm not going to condone that.
Yeah.
And yet what he produced through his knowledge with the Constitution and what he fought for, I do respect that.
Yep. We're not going right? to just put all of that aside because of that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
God calls imperfect people to bring forth a perfect message. Mm. And the perfect message, the principles, that's the point. Mm. Because it's the beacon that we're fighting for. So yes, okay, you tell me that they were slave owners. That's wrong.
Yeah.
Who's going to argue and say that owning slaves is right? You and me, I don't care what skin color you are. Let's go to battle against that fucker. I am of the same opinion as you. Slavery is wrong.
Yeah.
I don't care who owned slaves. It was wrong. And that's fucking, like, that's, there's no doubt about it. But that doesn't discount the Constitution of the United mm-hmm. States and what that stands for. Because of the Constitution of the United States, that's what drove us to fight against slavery.
Yep.
It's because of the principles of the Constitution that Martin Luther King Jr. stood and preached and quoted the Constitution of the United States yeah. as the document that declared their freedom and everyone's freedom. That's the point. Mm. The point isn't that there was evil here. The point is that we fought against the evil to get to where we are now, and that we will continue to fight against evil as long as we maintain the same morals and principles that got us here. And those principles are freedom, justice, and liberty. That's the point. If we stick to those standards together, that's what everyone wants. Black, Latino, Asian, American, or white, whatever it is, we're all the same. We all want freedom.
Yeah.
And that's the fight that we're in. That's the purpose. So when you tear down the thing that brings us together, that's what they want you to do. That's what they want us to do, is to believe that this idea is destroyed. No, it's not. That's the thing that'll bring us together.
Yep.
That's the thing right there that'll bring us together. That's what we can all agree on. Yep. I watch Black Lives Matter, and then, you know, I don't condone what they do. I hate it. But you know what they are fighting for? They want to be, in their words, they want rights.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you want. That's what we all want.
Yeah.
Let's fight for rights. Yeah. Let's not do it that way, you dipshits.
Yeah.
But let's fight together for the rights, because when we come together and agree on the same morals and principles, then we are united. Mm-hmm. No matter where we come from, if we unite under the same morals and principles and standards, that's how we unite no matter where we're from. And how do you destroy a country? You get rid of those morals and standards and make it seem like this me versus you kind of way of living. Mm-hmm. How do you destroy democracy? How do you destroy a republic? You demoralize it. Mm. And that's what we're trying to fight against. That's what we're trying to bring back, is that there are morals and standards. And all the people who are going to reinstitute and reaffirm those morals and standards are the alphas.
Yeah.
The people who are called and live up to that calling and shoulder the mantle of leadership to do that.
Sure.
Right?
Damn. Well, that was fire, dude.
I hope you guys liked this. I enjoyed this.
That was fire. Well, I think we can probably end on that. Don't forget to like and subscribe to Jer's YouTube channel. Follow him on Instagram, on TikTok. We've got a lot of content that's going to be coming out in the future, and be watching. If you haven't already joined the Alphas Creed, highly recommend it. I was telling you over Instagram, like, I technically, really, I've been kind of mentored you since I started working here, dude. And, you know, life changing. So, and sitting here and be able to talk to you. So, and go buy the Alpha merch, you know.
Yeah, he's wearing it like a stud.
The sand.
These hats are coming out soon.
Yeah. So, don't forget to buy that stuff. So, all right, man. Until next time.